Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
All right.
Good morning.
What's wrong with your clock?
What do you mean?
You're like 10 minutes.
I got 8:59 exactly.
Yeah, that's my clock. Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, that's a good thing that happened because I just got up.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
You know. I figured, oh, hell, I got about a half an hour to go.
Oh, you did not. You got up half
an
hour ago.
Anyway, how's it going, buddy?
It's going very well. It's going very, very well.
Great, honey. Great to hear from you.
I posted a picture to my Facebook page to talk about, hey, don't forget to join me to talk to Dad tomorrow. And it's a picture of you probably from like 1972.
Are you kidding? How did you get that picture?
I think I hijacked it. I think I took a picture of the picture. And it's a picture of you like holding a Hams beer and you got a cigarette hanging out of your mouth.
Oh my God, that must be 20 years old.
Oh, I think it's much older. I think it's about
4 miles older, yeah.
I think it's much older than that. You look like you're about 30.
Oh, wow, because I haven't smoked for, God knows how many years.
Oh, yeah. You ever have any cravings?
No, nothing at all. Nothing.
Did you smoke in Iran?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember when someone introduced you to it?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And I remember the cigarette that I smoked. It was a very famous cigarette that they sell here.
Oh, was it Camel?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah,
that's what it was, Camel.
When you're in Iran, is it common to see a Camel walking down the street?
Yes, it was. Three of them, usually. Huge camels and had this big bongers in the front of them. They go, ba-bong, ba-bong,
oh, they.
Honestly, yeah.
Why do they do that? To have them make noise? Is that like a car?
I don't know.
Is that like a car horn? Yeah.
No, it's not. It's something had to do with the animal.
Were there traffic lights to stop the camels at the intersection?
No traffic lights. There's a huge bridge in front of them. And that's all there was. And that they go away. And then as soon as it crosses the bridge, then the road becomes upside, goes up higher and higher.
Was there any signs that said camel crossing?
No, nothing. There was no cars going by. There's no cars there.
Yeah.
The people on foot, the women were wearing these garbs.
Oh, yeah.
They call them chador.
Uh-huh.
Because they're not supposed to show their faces.
Correct.
And they'd be out there and just make ways for a camel to go by.
Now,
it was carrying some stuff.
Right.
Way on the top of the hill. Because there was stores up there.
But Grandpa had an automobile, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
One of them wood side vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine driving down the street in Iran, and there's a camel in front of you, and you're like, hurry up, camel?
I don't remember any of that stuff there, but I do remember one thing. I used to, I don't know that particular event. My sister was a little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was riding this donkey.
Yeah, yeah.
And then somebody knew something about that pinching something, and that thing took off like bat out of hell.
Oh, the donkey took off.
The donkey took off. And then it knocked my sister off on the ground.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Yeah. And then what is it? What you were? We both fell off.
Yeah.
But I that was resilient, you know, but my sister was a little kid.
Yeah, she's much younger than you.
Yeah, and then right alongside of it is a bridge. Not a bridge, but the water goes through it. It is a river.
Yeah, like a aqueduct.
Oh, big river. That river was huge. And when the waters would break from the hills, and it started coming down, it was bringing boulders the size of a gun.
Right.
I don't know what to tell
big,
you.
Big,
huge boulders.
Big flash flood. It's, you know, it seems like whenever you describe these memories of where you used to live, this sounds like a place that there's danger around every corner, you know?
Well, we had danger over there.
Yeah, boulders and camels and donkeys that are crazy.
Yeah, and the donkeys were just hauling food to the upper hill.
Right. Wow. All right, Dad, here we go. By the way, we are 1 week and 2 days from you turning 89. So a lot of people are excited about that.
You know something? I don't even think about it.
Right.
I just don't. And you know what? If it wasn't because of my leg problem, you know, all of a sudden I have a developed leg problem, I'm pretty resilient.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I just thought about that.
Maybe it was the hams and the cigarettes.
Nah.
All right.
Oh, God.
Matt has a question. He says, Meathead, I'm trying to settle a debate. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
You know, that's a good question. I've been eating them right along.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What do you think,
Joanne?
I don't know. I guess it would qualify as a sandwich.
She says...
Hot dogs all by itself.
Yeah.
Hot dogs by itself.
I think a hot dog in a bun, I guess, can be described as a sandwich, but no one describes it as that. They just say it's a hot dog.
Hot dog. Yeah.
Right.
You're right. Never thought about that.
Yeah.
Man, your audience are just smart cookies bunch of, you know, I mean, they think of things that I do a typical daily activity. I don't even think about any of these things.
Right.
And these are pretty smart cookies.
Hey, Dad, Matt has a question.
Hi, Matt.
He, his wife is planning a vacation with the little kids, and included in that is other family members, and it's all like in an area where there's amusement parks. Stuff like that. But Matt doesn't want to go. Now, and the wife has said, well, Matt, I know you don't want to go, so you don't have to. But if he doesn't go, he's going to miss some of his daughter's first things, like going to an amusement. He's going to miss out on things, you know? He's going to miss out on the adventure. What should he do? Should he go, suck it up and go, or be selfish and stay home?
I think he should go. He should really be, because, first of all, it affects the wife. The wife's part of, all of a sudden, we can't make the wife as the gopher, you know, hand all the...
Yeah, this is part of...
I think you should hang in there.
I agree, too. This is part of the process, you know?
Yeah, this is not a big sacrifice.
Yeah, just go there, try to relax. And
yeah, you know, hey.
That's exactly right. I think you'll have a good time.
You can't handle everything on top of a wife because she's willing to do it, you know.
Right.
She can say, listen, I said, this. She can say some, excuse me, some nasty things. I said, listen, how come everything is up to me, you know?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Eventually, if you do that enough, she's going to start to resent you.
Sure. That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't use our wives just because they're wives. I don't get it. I'll do everything I can in my power to be helpful to her.
I gotta write this down. You can't use your wives just because they're your wives.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that just like you just using her for every piece of crap that you that comes about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let her handle it. I can't be doing that.
You can't make her do everything, for God's sake.
No.
All right. Sarah writes, "Dear Meathead, spring is coming, and I have a lot of molehills in my yard. What's your advice?"
This is
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Hole mill. Wow.
Well, she's got a lot of, you know how like you have moles and the moles make those hills?
Yeah.
She wants to know how to get rid of the moles, Dad.
Well, there's chemicals you can put in there, granule.
No, there's a mole trap.
And, yeah.
Well, the mole.
Fresh mound is.
But there's so many moles, you can't trap them all.
Well, you can if it's a fresh.
Yeah, if you get a trap, you can put it in the ground. It's gonna let them have it, and they're gonna die there.
We caught three of them.
So were they just it just kills them?
Yep.
Oh boy.
Yeah, my wife has some experience on that. I don't remember that.
All right. Yeah. So I guess it depends on how many you have, or you can pay a little bit, and somebody will come and get rid of them for you.
Yeah, but it depends on how many moles are in there, you know.
Yeah, one mole, no big deal. But if there's,
no,
what if there's
two,
like...
Make a lot of moles.
But they can, it can make a lot of moles.
Oh, yeah. The next thing you know, your front yard looks like the property at Grayling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yard is spectacular.
Oh, I know. You have, with your own fingers, have picked up individual leaves for years.
Yes. Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah, Dad. I bet you it's a real happy moment for you when you notice that the leaves are starting to grow on the trees.
Oh, boy, yeah. And, you know, we have a couple of big trees. One of them lost a big chunk of it.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was out there, all of a sudden I see my neighbor clipping branches. I didn't even realize one of his, he was right along adjacent to mine. It busted. I don't know how
it
got there.
So it fell off the tree. Did you like cry or say a prayer? Because
that tree was just a marker for us.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's right next to the power line.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
I'd really like to see him cut that whole section off.
Oh, I know that really gets you going when you see a tree near a power line. I know that happened at Grayling, and you tried to climb that ladder and ended up falling off of the damn ladder over that.
And then what happened? Broke my back.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Good thing you survived that. That was really scary at the time.
That's a miracle, I'll tell you.
Yep.
God really made me with a miracle, something in the back of it.
Oh, thank God Joanne was there.
Oh, my God. So many things I've done stupid.
Hey, I'm right there with you, Dad. I'm right there with you.
I know. You ought to be careful.
I know. That's why every time I tell you, hey, I'm doing this. Oh, no, you got to be careful, guy.
So, oh, I know.
Yep.
You know, right up where you go toward the bathroom area.
Yeah.
It becomes hilly.
Right.
That's the area that scares me.
Yeah, I remember that back there in the woods, you found an old school... artillery shell.
Yes.
And it was still alive.
Yes, I did.
And then didn't you like set it up?
We had him come out
and then
get it.
I thought you shot it.
No.
I thought the story was you had shot the damn thing and it exploded.
No.
Okay.
I must have done something else stupid like that, but that wasn't that.
Oh, okay. It wasn't the time. They actually knew that the live shell was out there in the
National. They were looking for it.
They came out to get it. My God.
Yeah, and then I had to give them 3 bottles of beer. We sat there and chit-chat and all that.
Wow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right.
You guys were all right.
Dad, Rob writes, last night I had trouble sleeping. I tried to count some sheep, but it didn't work. What are some things you do or have done throughout the years to help you fall asleep?
You know, that has happened to be a late problem of mine. I'm not awake, but I am alert.
Wait a minute.
I really haven't figured that out.
So this is, you describe it as awake sleeping?
My eyes are not open, but I am awake. I know what goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you eventually fall asleep.
I don't know. I can't tell, but
I'm guessing.
I remember a lot of things.
So is the suggestion that perhaps in like 20 years you have not slept at all?
Yeah. You know, it really is a big thing. I'm quite alert.
I think maybe you're just falling asleep and not realizing that you're falling asleep.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. But it's not the kind of sleep that I used to get.
Okay. All right. Jason writes, Dear Meathead, I just got a motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
And then he says that he's doing things like breaking the law, like driving through lights, popping wheelies. And he even went and spent a bunch of money on motorcycle clothes, like chaps and silly vests and to look like a tough guy. My friend makes fun of me because I buy silly clothes for my motorcycle and I break the law. Is my friend right?
Yes. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, who goes and buys a motorcycle and starts breaking the law?
It isn't so much of the breaking the law and all that, but a motorcycle to me. I used to ride bikes. Not in this country, but in the old country.
No, you rode them here, too.
Nothing but hills.
You used to ride the dirt bikes with us.
Yeah, but I had a motorcycle.
Yeah, when you were in the old country, yes, for sure.
Yeah, but we had nothing but hills.
So you're saying it's super dangerous. You shouldn't be on a motorcycle to begin with.
No.
What do you think when you see the guy riding a motorcycle with no helmet on?
I think he's taking a chance in the fact that he may not live to see tomorrow.
I think it's stupid. I think people who ride a motorcycle and don't wear a helmet are actually stupid people.
Actually, riding a bike to me is totally a dangerous thing with the way that we ride it. Now, I can see. I have no problem riding in the hills. There's nothing but dirt. But then here, you can't be on a road with a bike, but they are.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous. I think anything that has wheels and you're out exposed.
Do you see the speeds that they use?
Yes. They sometimes they like think that they're invincible and they can just ride real fast.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I just hope that they live long enough to see tomorrow when they're riding a bike.
I mean, I think you can quiz anybody who's been in a motorcycle wreck and they didn't wear a helmet, but they survived. They always say, boy, I wish I had worn a helmet.
Yeah, you know? Well, my God, spend some of the money that we spend on booze and all that and buy yourself a helmet.
Wait, what was that?
I said, I wish they'd spend the money that they spend on booze or the helmet.
Oh, okay. So don't spend it on that could be like your big slogan. Don't buy booze, buy a helmet.
Yes. Absolutely. At least make an effort to buy it after you bought it. Then go ahead and drink all you want because you might die sooner than you plan on.
All right.
No, I have no respect for a person that wants to destroy himself with his shenanigans.
Oh, really?
Well, I probably did it, but I learned, and now I'm passing it on to them.
Yeah.
I wrote this down. I have no respect for a person who wants to destroy themselves with these shenanigans.
Right. Bike shenanigans.
All right. Very good. Sam writes, Dear Meathead, I'm married with a wife, I keep having dreams that I'm married to a man.
Oh.
Oh boy.
What advice?
I pity you, fellow.
He says
I can't believe that.
He says, what advice?
God created a man and a woman.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently Sam is having dreams of men, even though he is married to a woman. What's going on with Sam there? What do you have to say about someone who does that, who has dreams about dudes?
I have no clue to what his thinking is, as far as that goes. But a man is made to become a man, and a woman is what the woman is that you see on a daily basis.
Wait, a man is made to become a man, and a woman is what you see.
A woman is made to be a woman.
And a woman is what you see on a daily basis.
Yeah. Not a good analogy?
No, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Okay, so.
I don't know what cracks up Joanne. She's really excited about that.
So Sam, he should probably get some mental help, right? If he's.
Then I should get some. That'd be all right.
Well, yeah, hey. Sam kisses his wife goodnight, and then he starts dreaming about men.
No, that's he's got overabundance of love for his wife.
Wait, yeah, he loves his wife, and then he goes to sleep, and he says he starts dreaming about men. That's weird, isn't it?
Well, No, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on either. All right.
I couldn't help him, I'll tell you.
All right. Nathan writes, Dear Meathead, I am surrounded by people that constantly complain about everything, and it's starting to bring me down. What should I do? Should I beat it out of someone, or should I just move?
No, just don't associate with them. Reduce your amount of association with them. Because a downer is a downer. And eventually, it depends on how strong you are. It cannot affect me, but eventually it could affect some people.
Reduce
as a downer, you know.
Reduce your amount of association with them.
Yes.
And you said a downer is a downer.
Yeah, it can eventually affect you.
Yep, I got you. I got it. Finally, Adam, your friend Adam writes, Dear Mr. Z, first off, I hope you have a blessed birthday coming up with your family and loved ones.
Well, thanks so much, Adam.
He says, first question, since your birthday's on St. Patrick's Day, do you ever go to McDonald's and get a Shamrock Shake on your birthday?
No, I don't put too much stock in.
Oh, you got to try one of those. They are great.
I don't. No, I really don't. I get lots of them. I get up and sit here and watch a little television and all that. Go about my business. So I walk around the yard if the weather permits.
Yep. We got to take you one day to McDonald's.
Well, none of that. And I'm glad that the walk is right. This is a lot of walking.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
Acre.
Uh-huh. All right. So, and then there's...
The ground is uneven and all that. And then just get home and relax, you know.
Since you were born on St. Patrick's Day, Adam writes, did you go out and party on your birthday, and did you ever wear a Kiss Me, I'm Irish t-shirt?
No, I never didn't even know there was such a thing.
Right, you probably didn't even know what St. Patrick's Day was until you came.
I had no clue.
Until you came to the U.S.
Absolutely.
You're probably like,
even then, I didn't know it.
No, no. All right.
Years went by.
But in your younger days, you used to go out and party on your birthday.
No, my party was done at home.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I remember those days. I remember those days. As always, everybody loves you guys. I appreciate your time. And I will. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to talk to you in 1 week. And then in a week and 2 days, I'm going to come see you. Or 3 days, I'm going to come see you.
All right. Now, you're going to bring your own grill, aren't you?
I'm going over. I'm going to meet you over at Mike's.
I know. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Okay. As always,
hey, are you driving the truck?
No. We'll just be driving a car.
Okay. I love that truck. Here.
Oh, you meant the pickup truck that I bought off of you?
No.
Okay. Or the motorhome.
You got a big truck of your own, don't you?
The motorhome.
Oh, motorhome.
Yeah. No. We're just going to drive a car.
Okay. All right, guy.
Okay, guy.
I appreciate your call and effort. That's certainly a joyful item that get up every morning that I do.
That's a joyful item, you say?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just part of life now. I wait for you to call.
I love that. All right. Well, you are a joyful item, too.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. I love you.
Say hello to your sweetheart.
Yep.
And hug her for Joanne and I.
Of course.
And we'll talk to you when we see you.
Okay. See you, guys. Love you.
Love you, too, honey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.